Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The 1,000 Medellin's flotilla was intercepted by Israeli forces last week while attempting to break the blockade and deliver humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza. Hopefully now that aid is getting through on the trucks under the auspices of the United Nations and UNRWA. Now, among those detained at that time was Independent TD Barry Heenan. And Barry is with me to talk about the flotilla and the aftermath thereof. Barry, good morning and welcome.
Roger Ma, thanks very much for having me on, Pat.
Now, first of all, how and why did you get involved?
I had shown interest in previous flotillas and I was on my way into the Dáil Thursday 2 weeks ago. And I received a phone call from one of the Irish activists, asking would I be interested. And I went home, spoke to my team, and it was something that I'd always shown support for since entering politics.
Now, why did they want a public representative?
So the 1,000 Medellin's differed from the Freedom Flotilla in the sense that we were a smaller, more sailboat. We really wanted to show that we were humanitarians for peace, but we had an elected EU representative on each one of the 8 boats.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that turned out to be you then?
It was in hope that the Israeli occupation forces wouldn't attack us because we're EU representatives, but you can never predict anything.
What sort of training did you get then in advance of this?
So the training, yeah, when I arrived down to Sicily, we went straight into training and it was very, very intense, very, very thorough. I have to take my hats off to the scenarios. We had people from previous flotillas speaking to us about their experience, and then we did scenario simulation, drones and tear gas, and as a team I had a team of 8 on my boat, and we all went through who would be doing what in case of each scenario. Very good non-violence training to be as non-confrontational as possible.
But I mean, they would bind your hands as part of the training.
Yes, yes.
Bind to know hand. What it would feel like to be.
Bind your hands, put blinds over your head, and just exactly what the IOF did do to us. And it was very beneficial to do that training. And I the team that I had, thank God, everyone's back safe now. And I'm really welcoming the ceasefire, but I just hope that it holds. And like you can see this morning, there has been bombs already by Israel in Gaza, which is really not acceptable.
Now, talk to me about the moment of interception.
Yeah.
Or was it a campaign of interception?
So we were expecting to be intercepted the day after or in 2 days because we were very, very far out in international waters, Pat. I think it's very important that people know that. We were in international waters. We weren't even in any territory, let alone the Palestinian.
You were on the high seas.
Exactly. And they just came out of nowhere around 3 in the morning. They did this to other flotillas as intimidation, and you obviously the whole way through you've drones flying above you intimidating you. We were going through the area where previous flotillas had been illegally attacked and bombed, and Israel needs to face consequences for breaking international law and attacking a humanitarian flotilla which was protected by international law.
So when they actually boarded your vessels, how were you treated?
Yeah, I think it's very important to say, I'll keep it brief on this, it wasn't ideal. You're getting screamed at, guns pointed to your head, but the focus isn't on those, the focus is on the Palestinians. Because if they're doing that to EU representatives and people who they know will have a platform, you can imagine what they're doing to the 11,000 Palestinians they have in prison and the 400 children who don't have a voice to go back to.
But was it roughhouse or were they simply screaming
roughhouse,
for intimidation?
Guns smack the back of your head, screaming at you, you're an Irish dog. They treat us like animals. And if they're doing that to us again, imagine what they're doing to the Palestinians. It's great to see that there has been some Palestinians released, and you saw Shadi Abu, a Palestinian journalist who was released by Israeli authorities yesterday as he was held for 2 years. And when he spoke about his conditions, it's 100 times worse than what I had to endure. And the claims, he was told his family was murdered, he was held, he had to eat when he was forced down to eat like a dog. It's horrific, and I have no doubt that what he said was true.
Now, talk to me about your imprisonment then. Where did they keep you?
So because when we got up intercepted, they brought us onto a floating prison and brought us straight to port. We were on the prison for about 9 hours, and into that there was interrogation, mocking, laughing, stress positions, taunting, hitting, and they would not tell us where we're going. they would not communicate with us. We were separated from our crew, put into other crews, and it was horrific. There was people drinking out of taps. They did offer food, but if they were after breaking every single international law to abduct us illegally, would you trust their food? No.
So how long did this go on for? And I mean, were they telling you what might happen to you, that you were likely to face trial and whatever? I mean, I can't understand what the crime might be if you're on the high seas, by the way.
I think it's very important to say that these people in the IOF are completely brainwashed. I have no problem with Israeli citizens. I don't think anyone has any problem with Israeli citizens. The problem that we have is with Zionists. These people are brainwashed. We had four Israelis who have left Israel and are now trying to speak up against their state. They're amazing people. They want peace. If you look at Judaism, it's all about peace and compassion. And what the Israeli state is doing at the moment is far from that. It's a genocide. It's breaking every international law. And they need to face consequences. There is a resolution, Pat, that the UN has recommended, and it's resolution 377V. It has been done before in Korea, it has been done before in occupied Palestine, and it will assure lasting peace. 45 UN experts on 5th of September 25 recommended it, and it can be passed with a 2/3 majority, which means that the US can't veto it. To date, US has vetoed 6 ceasefires in Gaza. That's very important.
Given that Donald Trump is the architect of the current ceasefire, he's not about to veto any of that, but we shall see how.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
It proceeds. I mean, you know, when people get very excited about the breaches in the ceasefire, either by Hamas in terms of taking on armed groups or in terms of the Israelis maybe closing or opening Rafah, it's early days. I mean, we can't really pass judgment on this.
Well, we really, for a little while. You can't pass judgment on that, but what you can pass judgment on is a genocide, and it's been a UN independent report has said that the Geneva Convention happened for a reason, Pat, and it never again stands for everybody. We have a solution here, and it can be passed. The resolution bypasses a veto, and it can be brought to a vote by the General Assembly, and it cannot be voted against. Countries can abstain, and it's something that could be done. There'll be UN troops there keeping the peace, and I would really urge all governments. You saw Taoiseach Micheál Martin speak about at the recent UN, speaking about how every government needs to come together. I do feel hopeful, and that there is a definite changing in the tide. 2 years too late, actually 80 years too late, but it's really, really hopeful, and that's all you can hope for. I spoke to a Palestinian in Gaza, and they are hopeful, but their promises have been broken time and time again. And I just really urge everyone keep their eyes on it. It's not over. They say there's a ceasefire, but there was bombs this morning. Innocent civilians have still been killed.
Now, the question of using food as a weapon, because it looks like even overnight when the Israelis were saying yesterday that they would not open Rafah because the bodies were not being furnished quickly enough by Hamas. And then there was a report overnight that, yes, we will be opening it. And then another report saying we're not opening it yet. So I don't know what's going on in Rafah, but I mean, the UN and other agencies have all the trucks lined up ready to go.
Ready to go. And it's the same again. We had baby formula and food on our ships ready to go into Gaza. We were speaking to Palestinians on FaceTime who were waiting, looking at the horizon. We were about 2 days out and we were legally abducted. They mocked us. They ripped down. They threw stuff in the sea. They have no respect for international law and they need to face sanctions. I think there's a thing that really needs to be said here as well is, they have been lying continuously. The government in Israel is the problem. We have no problem with Israelis. It's the government.
So what is to happen now? I mean, if Israel continues to use food as a weapon of war, effectively, you know, opening and closing the border crossing at will, it would appear. I mean, what would 377 do about any of that? Because you're talking about what? Peacekeeping, no. Yeah. Peace enforcing, yes.
Peace enforcing. But it will ensure a lasting peace as it will be enforced by an international military presence. It has been done in Korea. It has been done in multiple other countries where it was brought in. The reason that this Uniting for Peace resolution was brought to the UN was to stop vetoes and was to stop people being able to do this. A 2/3 majority. If you look at the Security Council, the only person who voted against it was the US, and they need to be told that this is not acceptable. These people, and when my ship was called the Milad, it was named after a young Palestinian girl who lives in the West Bank. We were talking to her every night. It'd break your heart, Pat, speaking to this little girl. She reminded me of my niece. And I was just thinking, this girl is starving. This girl is really under pressure. She's really struggling. And she's waiting for the world to wake up. Now, Pat, you've seen how Europe has reacted with protests. You've seen how people are really raising to the streets. But governments need to act up. And you've seen what Micheál Martin did say at the UN. He did call on every single other world leader to act. And I think our government needs to act as well. Everyone knows the Occupied Territories Bill will be coming through the House, and I'm looking forward to supporting it when it comes through.
It looks, though, that change will not come about within Israel until the Israelis themselves decide to get rid of Netanyahu and his right-wing colleagues.
Well, when these IOF soldiers were on the boat, some of them were realising what they were doing was wrong. You could see it in their eyes. Now, there are some who are completely brainwashed. They thought we were complete animals. But there are some of them who were speaking to me like, why are you doing this? And when you speak to them, they can't believe. They're behind this giant wall of just fake. They think everything, all the photos they see in Gaza are fake. They think they're all AI generated. They're in complete denial. But now we have Israeli scholars calling this a genocide. We have people who have been in government in Israel calling out the government. So we need more internal pressure. And that's the main thing that will also help shift what is happening.
Now, suppose Netanyahu and his cabinet colleagues decide to thumb their nose at the UN and say, no, sorry, no UN force is going in here. We'll assemble our own force with the help of the United States and maybe recruits from the Gulf states and maybe recruits from Turkey or whoever might be willing, but we're not having the blue helmets.
Well, then what's the point of a UN if it cannot stop a genocide? The UN was set up and to make sure that things like this can never happen.
What's the point of the International Criminal Court if you can't prosecute the people who are indicted on war crimes?
100%. Nelson Mandela's grandson was on the flotilla ahead of us. He was speaking about this himself. We've seen apartheid states before that have changed and have become better. And I would hope that that would happen. We support the two-state solution. The Irish government has supported that. And it's something that until we have a two-state solution, until we have peace, look at the Good Friday Agreement, Pat, you know yourself. Both sides have to come together to the table and agree on peace, because that's what we need for the innocent civilians.
And the point is, and we say it about Northern Ireland for decades now, you don't have to like the people next door to live beside them.
Well, you don't know. But
I mean, you might get to like them in time, but you know, the starting point may
peace.
Be animosity, but that doesn't mean you have to be pegging petrol bombs at them.
That's the 100%. I think everyone needs peace, and that's the most important thing. The Freedom Flotilla, though, and the Thousand Madeleines, in my eyes, was successful in the sense that it kept the eyes on Palestine, kept, look what Italy did, sending out ships of naval vessels. The Italians were amazing in what they did, closing the ports. The Italians have had enough of their government's inaction, and it was really good to see when we were on the seas that there was Spain, Italy, naval ships going out to protect humanitarian mission.
Now, a few comments to end. The Gaza flotillas achieved their aims. Publicity. US friends tell me it got no coverage in the US, though, where it might have made a difference. That's from Dahi.
Is that from Zionist 123, is it?
No, I mean, this is just saying that if it's not seen in the US, it's like if the people are only watching Fox News, they only get one side of the story.
Mm.
So,
well, we had four US citizens on our Thousand Madeleines, and there was US veterans on the Freedom Flotilla who were also detained. So,
another question from John. Why would Israel obey international law if there are no sanctions? Not only are there no sanctions, but UN countries happily supply weapons knowing what they're going to be used for.
Well, look at the Spanish Parliament. They passed with a majority the complete ban of all weapon training and weapon passing through the Spanish borders. So we would hope that more EU countries will step up and do what's right.
All right. Barry Heenan, Independent TD, thank you very much for joining us and sharing your experience with us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.